And it should be Eloi Nishmas Rabbi Schwartz of Gedalia Dov Schwartz, Harav Gedalia Dov Ben Avraham. I'll just tell you one quick, or two quick stories about him. My father said when I got engaged, my parents came to Chicago, we all came to Chicago for the Vart, for the engagement party, and Daf Yomi was in the middle of Yevamos at the time. My father went to Yeshurun to go hear the Daf Shir and Rabbi Schwartz, who was my great-great-uncle, my mother's great-uncle. He was married to a Pupko, my Bobby's a Pupko. So my father went to hear not just Daf, but to hear Daf from Rabbi Schwartz. And my father has told me on several occasions that it was maybe the best Daf Shir, probably the best Daf Shir he ever heard in his entire life. And my father is now in the middle of his fourth cycle. So it's been, you know, he's heard a couple of Daf Shirim in his life. But he said when they were learning Yevamos, he said he was blown away that, you know, basically every couple lines of the Gemara, Rabbi Schwartz said, oh yeah, we used this line in the CRC for this case, or there was an aguna here, or there was a case with this, or, you know, meaning to be on the level of saying this is, you know, quoted in Tshuva of Ramosha, or Noda the Behuda, or Avni Nezer, whoever it may be, that's already an incredible, incredible madriga. But my father was blown away with his ability to not just say that, but he mamish was paskening cases in the CRC based on these Gemaras, and you know, the Gemara was so, it wasn't stam pilpo, everything was alib dehuchs, everything was so clear, lamaisa. And just one other point to bring that nikuda home, my brother-in-law once helped him, I think when he made an addition to his house, and he added, I think, like a little basement, library office situation, or maybe he was moving into the house, I forget exactly how it goes, but my brother-in-law was in high school, and he was helping, along with a couple of friends, helping move all the sfarim. And he was like, it was mamish, you know, freestanding shelves, and just bookcases of sfarim upon sfarim. And as a high school kid, he was kind of, you know, impressed, and he almost like remarked, half-jokingly, oh, there's a lot of books, like, have you read all these? And Rabbi Schwartz, in his very matter-of-fact way, was, yeah, I have. And basically, I don't know if he said these words, but he basically said, like, I know them all. And my brother-in-law was blown away, and he kind of, I guess, made a face. And Rabbi Schwartz said, well, a craftsman has to know how to use his tools. And he says, these are my tools. Meaning, again, it wasn't like I read a Sefer once, you know, like I will on a Friday night. I read a Sefer, and hopefully I stay awake on a Friday night learning the Sefer. Whatever it may be, you know, we learn Sfarim, but when Rabbi Schwartz was learning Sfarim, it was mamish. Everything was alib dehilchasa. It was all, I'm a craftsman, and I have to know how to use all of these tools. I have to know what they say, and I have to know what they mean, and I have to know their application. And I think that's one of the many things to take away from him. You know, learning, and learning alib dehilchasa, and knowing how to apply it in real life. Okay, fine. With that, let's move on to Shabbos Chanukah. Again, Thursday night. Let's turn Thursday night a little bit into our Shabbos as we, you know, just lit the first candle and we're going to our Shabbos Chanukah. So the Shlach HaKadosh tells us, he has Hakdama. I've seen quoted in a couple of Sfarim, but he has Hakdama to Parshios, Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. He lumps them all together. And he says that these Parshios always fall out during, before, or right after Chanukah. He says, "Ki be'elu parshios chalu yimei Chanukah o lifneim o la'achareihen." So these three parshios are always in the Chanukah context. And he says, this isn't stam, this is intentional, of course, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, the inyan of Yosef, the notion of Yosef, is very much connected to Chanukah. So I wanted to maybe bring out a couple different connections, let's call it, or ideas that relate both to Chanukah and to the parshas in which we find ourselves in. So let's start with the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma of Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. I feel like I've told you this maybe once or twice in school, right? So obviously you know my name is Meir Simcha. My grandfather's name was Meir. My parents tacked on Simcha at the Bris. They said if I turn out to be, you know, a happy person, Simcha, that'd be great too. If I turn out to be anything like the Meshech Chachma or Smeach, that'd be nice too. So I'm trying. You know, and they're both not so pasha, but you know, we got to try, and that's the avoda in life. Anyway, the story is as follows: the Meshech Chachma comments on the pasuk v'habor reik ein bo mayim. The pasuk in this week's parsha, Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Chavdalad 37:24, The pit was empty and it had no water. Interestingly enough, this Gemara, or this Pasuk, I should say, is also quoted smack in the middle of the Chanukah Gemara. As I saw you chazering the Gemara today in school, you're on Chaf Aleph and Beis, if I'm not mistaken. I think at the top of it, I think, if I remember correctly, I saw it over a week ago or so, but I think it's the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara gets into the story of Yosef smack in the middle of the Chanukah stories and seems to be like, what's going on here? But again, a lot of the, for sure, the Sifri Chassidus pick up on this, that there's a very strong connection between Yosef and the whole entire Chanukah story. So the question is, what's going on? Haborek Imbo Mayim. So the Meshech Chachma quotes the Gemara in the Mishnah, really, in Brachos, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, that says, someone who sees the place in which a miracle occurred, they make a bracha. They make the bracha, Baruch Sh'asta Nisim Lavosinu B'makom Hazeh. So the Gemara goes on to say, is this true just for the Rabbim, just for, you know, Klal Yisrael? Sh'nasu Bo Nisim L'Yisrael. So the Gemara ends up saying, no, even a Yachid can make the bracha, Baruch Sh'asta Nisim B'makom Hazeh. It happens to be, Derech Agav, when I was in Shalvim during my Shana Aleph, we went to Poland, and when we were in Auschwitz-Birkenau, we saw different survivors were there, and we got to see someone make the bracha and say amen to the bracha. That was you know, one of the most powerful brachas I've ever heard in my life. But either way, Haborek Imbo Mayim. What's fascinating is that the Meshech Chachma quotes the Avu Jerham, who says, Dafka Shiyatza Miderech HaTeva. We only make this bracha if it's a miracle that occurs beyond, you know, shiyatsa mi derech hateva. It's an abnormal type of bracha, meaning miracles that occur within the framework or the context of teva are not treated the same way, and we wouldn't make a bracha on those things. We only make the bracha on something that's way beyond. And he says, v'hod mevarech al ner chanukah, mishum shenasa neis b'pach Hashem, and shezen neged hateva. So when it comes to Ner Chanukah, when it comes to Chanukah Bechlal, right, we have two miracles. We know from Al Anisim that there's a miracle of the Milchama. We know that from the Gemara also, my Chanukah. But we only make the bracha on the Ner Chanukah because that's the Nes of the Pach Shem, and that was a very obvious violation of the laws of Teva, right? It's not Shayach for it to last that long, and it did, and that's obviously the Malam and the Teva, and therefore we're Koveh, the Chanukah bracha, right, is going to be on the lighting of the Neros. Now, there's no question, again, that the primary miracle of Chanukah was the war with the Yevanim, like we just mentioned, overcoming an army that was larger and stronger and more powerful, right? Rabim biad ma'atim, giborim biad chalashim, right? We know this already. So it would have been more appropriate to mark such an event, to celebrate it on a year-to-year basis, and maybe celebrate through the candles, but to really think about the Milchama itself. And then, if that was the case, it would not have made such a big difference where the Neros would be placed, says the Meshech Chachma, as long as they're visible. He says, however, this is really not the halacha at all with regards to the Ner Chanukah. He says, "Ulizikaron tzarech laheir Neros, ulizeh sagi b'chazusa ba'alma." If it was simply really remembering the war against the Yevanim and Antiochus, we could have just seen the candles and it would have been fine. He says, "Ach lahoros al nes pach shemen," but in order to be mayor, in order to make sure that we're aware of the Nes Pach Shem, and Sarich Dafka Diyehei Shota Ba'ina Toch Esrim Ama, we Dafka need to light the Ner Chanukah within our field of vision, Shota Ba'ina, so that we can see it. And says the Meshech Chachma, a very important idea. Chazal saw to it that Ner Chanukah would attract focus and attention, right? Not just to see it, not just to know about it, not just to be aware of it, but to be aware of it in a very real way, to focus on it, and to pay attention to the Neros and what they represent, right? And that's why the menorah is placed where it's supposed to be placed. Miracles, again, miracles, says the Meshech Chachma, within and without the bounds of Teva, are really not so different. And that's what we're learning here. They're both sourced in the Beis HaMikdash, again, that's where the menorah was, and from which all kinds of miracles radiate. That's why we have to pay attention. Again, that the notion of Remez Lezeh, says the Meshech Chachma, Shayu Meir Besocha Heichal, Upischo Shel Heichal Gavoa, Esrim Ama. It was specifically placed at a certain height and not higher than that, because we need to be paying attention to this. So says the Meshech Chachma, an amazing Medrash. He says, he quotes Rabbi Tanchuma in the Medrash Rabbah, that when Yosef was returning from burying his father, from burying Yaakov with his brothers, so they find the pit on the way, and it's Taka, the pit, that what happened, that Yosef was thrown into, and Yosef's staring at this pit, and his brothers begin to bug out. They're getting all anxious and nervous. They're wondering, oh no, Yosef sees the pit, PTSD, all the flashbacks, right? And now he's going to take revenge on them. But in reality, says the Meshech Chachma, he was focusing on the pit. He was thinking, do I need to make a bracha to a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Right? I have to make a bracha. And here too, you can ask Akasha on everything that happened. Everything that happened to Yosef leading up to his you know, being second in command in Mitzrayim was really b'derech ha-teva. Yeah, it's clear that Hashem was orchestrating everything, but nothing was out of the ordinary. Yeah, there were dreams, and there were, you know, he's in jail, and all these things are happening, but nothing was lamala m'derech ha-teva, and therefore the bracha would be unwarranted, right? And this is the same thing vis-a-vis Hanukkah, right? However, one element of the story did involve an obvious, overt, open miracle. Right? Just like by Hanukkah, we had the war, and it was obviously in Nace that a couple chevra coming together, the Kohanim, to fight the Yevanim. We couldn't have done it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it was wrapped b'derech ha-teva, except for this one thing, and what was that? It was the Nace Pach Shemen. And says Rabbi Tanchuma, who's quoted as Rav Tamchum also, Meshachachum notes it's the same person, it's a footnote, they explain it's the same person, that's exactly what happened. The pit, Habor Reik Im Bo Mayim, that was the one small miracle that occurred in the entire Yosef HaTzadik story. That was the only open miracle, so to speak. That was the one obvious miracle, that he was surrounded by snakes and scorpions and nothing happened to him. Yosef's survival, right, was nothing less than an obvious miracle. The fact that he made it out of that pit alive was a miracle. And therefore Yosef was justified in making this bracha when he came back to that pit years later. And this is what's happening with Hanukkah. Right? Hashem created this one overt miracle within the context of a more important, right, but perhaps less obvious miracle and turn of events. And in order to underscore Hashem's role and his hashkacha pratis, there needed to be this one miracle, maybe a small one, maybe a relatively insignificant one in the grand scheme of things. But in doing so, it enlightened us, no pun intended, right? It helped us understand and be aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in everything going on. So that's the Meshech Chachma on Habor Reik Im Bo Mayim, and that's Yosef's connection to Hanukkah. That's idea number one. Idea number two is a very fascinating pshat. If you look in Perek Lamed Tes, in the sixth Ali in this week's Parsha, we have the story of Yosef and Eshes Potiphar. The Gemara, I think, in Sota says it was one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult, Yetzer Hara to ever exist, that anybody ever struggled with, anybody ever encountered, and Yosef overcame it. Now, if you pay careful attention to the Pesukim, so something very fascinating appears. The words chutzah come up several times, and not just the words chutzah, but the phrase vayanas vayetze hachutzah. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Beis, again, Lamed Tes Yud Beis, 39:12, vayanas at the very end of the Pasuk, after she grabs his clothing, he runs outside. Vayanas vayetze chutza. In the next pasuk, Yud Gimel ends. Vayanas hachutza. If you turn pasuk Tesvav again, Vayanas vayetze hachutza, and again in pasuk Yud Ches, Vayanas hachutza. He's running outside. He's traveling outside. He's running away from her. Where does this phrase of chutza come up also? So earlier in Sefer Bereishis Perek Tesvav, I think we spoke about this Parshas Lech a little bit in school with the Chevra. But in Perek Tesvav, it says, Vayotze oso hachutza. Hashem takes Avram Avinu outside, and he says, Vayomer habena hashamayim u'sfor hakochavim. Go outside, look at the stars and try to count them. Just try. See if you can do it. With regards to Avram Avinu, he was telling him that you're going to have a child. Right? Rashi quotes the Medrash, which notes that Hashem is telling Avram Avinu to go beyond the mazalos, look beyond it. You're lamala, right? You're not shaykh, right? In mazal Yisrael, you're going to have a child, regardless of what everyone's saying, regardless of what astronomers are saying, regardless of what doctors are saying. You are going to have a child. Yosef, b'derech hateva, should have given up on his yetzer hara. It was the greatest yetzer hara of all time, and he stopped himself, as Rashi says, because he saw diuk no shel avim. He saw the image of his father. He saw Yaakov. He saw Yisrael in the mirror, in his own reflection. Right? He recognized and he remembered that he belonged to Yisrael. He belonged. He came from the avos. He recognized. He remembered his pedigree. He remembered that he comes from this illustrious family with this incredible storied past. But not only that, he recognized and understood the future of Klal Yisrael as well. And he then looked deep within himself and realized he had the wherewithal, he had the fortitude, he had the strength to overcome the most difficult Yitzhar Hara. And that was going lamala menatabi. He had to run chutzah. Sometimes you have to have that out-of-body experience. Sometimes you have to look objectively and recognize who we are as a people. And we are lamala menatabi from our inception, from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu and Sarah having a child, and Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak with Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov having Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah, and having all the children, and everything that happened, all the different nisyonos that all of our avos experienced throughout their lives. B'nai Yisrael is a nation that is lamala min hateva. And that, as we've seen before in the Maharal and his Ner Chanukah, that's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is recognizing B'nai Yisrael is l'malam min hateva. B'nai Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'malam min hateva. The Maharal writes, when he points out towards the beginning of his Chilek Beza in Ner Mitzvah, what's pshat? Why was it Dafka 7, excuse me, why was the miracle Dafka 8 days? Why Dafka 8? So he says, Ushmona Yamim Shenasalahem Hanes Mora Amailas HaTorah. He says that 8 is Lamala Menateva, and it speaks to and it conveys the Mailas, the greatness of Torah. Like we said in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, Ashri Tmi Miderech, Chazal referred to it as Tamanya Ape, that every single letter, it's written according to the Aleph Beis, and every single letter has 8 psukim regarding. 8 psukim with regards to every single letter. And if you look, we know Shiva psukim ba'achar Shiva psukim. If you go through the 7 psukim, it says, then we have Torah Hashem Tmima in Tehillim. And everything that happens with the Torah, Shavuos is 7 times 7, after counting 7 weeks. 7 days a week. For 7 weeks, you get to 49, and then on the 50th day, Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Everything B'nai Yisrael did vis-a-vis the Torah was Lamal Menateva, because the Torah, as the Maharal says, is the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Lamal Menateva, and it's given to B'nai Yisrael, and only to B'nai Yisrael, because we are a people that's Lamal Menateva. 8 is the number that goes beyond, right? It goes beyond Teva. 7 is the number of Teva. 8 is Lamala min HaTeva, and we have to recognize that we are a people that's Lamala min HaTeva, and that's another connection. Again, we see Yosef was always running chutzah, he was going beyond, he was able to go outside, he was able, just like his father, was to his grandfather, his Zaydi, Avram Avinu, was able to by Yotze Yoso Chutzah, Hashem took Avram Avinu outside to recognize that you are Lamala min HaTeva. Just because everyone is saying it should be like this, does not mean it has to be like that. Just because Apiteva, you should have given into that Yetzer Hara Yosef, that doesn't mean you're going to. And when he was able to see the Yukno Sha'av, he was able to overcome that Yetzer Hara. Okay, so far we have 2 different ideas. Again, we have the Meshech Chachma, who says that the Nisim that are Lamala Min HaTeva are able to shed light on the Nisim that are also Biteva. And then the second idea we have is this notion of Chutzah, of going outside, Vayanos, Vayetzi Chutzah, Avrabin was Yotze Oso HaChutzah, to recognize that we are Lamala Min HaTeva. The last idea I want to share, it's really a beautiful idea I just saw tonight, and it's mamish beautiful. The Torah tells us, this goes back to Parak Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, so 37:17, when Yosef is on to a degree a suicide mission, right? His father sends him outside. His father says, "Go see what's going on with your brothers. Go see Shalom Achicha. See how they're doing." So he tries to find them. He can't see them. And he meets this man, v'yimtze'eyu ish. Rashi tells us it's Gavriel. And he says, the man, Gavriel, asks him, matev akesh, what are you looking for? And he says, I'm trying to find my brothers. Esachai anochim evakesh. Which I'll just mention parenthetically, because I just saw another beautiful word on this. at the dedication of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, a Talmud of Meir Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva and the founder of the Daf Yomi movement, he quoted that pasuk of Es Achai Anochi Mevakesh, that Es can also mean with. So he said, Es Achai, with my brothers, Anochi, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakesh, meaning with my brothers I'm going to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, this new yeshiva, a yeshiva should enable students, Talmidim, to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, not just as individuals. But okay, fine, that's not for now, but it's parenthetical, beautiful verb. Getting back to the story here, so what does this Ish say to him? He said, Yomer Ish Nasu Mizeki Shemati Yomram Nilcha Dosaina. He said, I heard them say we're going to go to Dosaina, and Yosef goes there to find them. So what's Nilcha Dosaina? So Rashi says 2 ideas. Rashi says, number 1, that they were looking for some sort of pretext, right? They were looking for different strategies to kill Yosef HaTzadik. And then Rashi says, but according to the Pashup Pshat, it's just the name of the place. And the in mikra yotzi midei pshuto. So again, he gives the stranger pshat to a degree that they, or the, let's say, the not pshat, right? He says that they're trying to find a way to kill you. And then the pshat in the pasuk says, no, it's just the place. So the Ramban says something very interesting. The Ramban says that Chazal didn't mean that this man, right, this Gavriel, told Yosef explicitly that the brothers were there to kill him, and they were trying to figure out how to kill him, because if that was true, then there's no chance Yosef would have gone there. That would literally have been a suicide mission. There was no chance Yosef would have done that. Rather, he told them something that had tarte mashmos, meaning he told them something that has a double meaning. It could be taken both ways. And both of them are true. But Yosef didn't discern the way that Rav Yitzchak Twersky, my Rabbi Rav Meir Twersky's father, Rabbi Dr. Yitzchak Twersky from Boston, the Tolna Rebbe there, the way he explained it is that Yosef didn't discern the esoteric meaning. He only followed the exoteric meaning. Meaning he followed the pshat. He took him in a very literal way. They went to Dosaina. So Shkayef, I'm going to go to Dosaina. So Rav Twersky darshaned and he explained the following. He said that the challenge for every single person is to perceive the messages in life that Hashem sends us. Meaning there are always things that are going to be happening. And there's the pshat. There's the very basic pshat. You know, we experience different things in life. And we experience them, and sometimes we see them at face value, on a superficial a superficial level. But says Rav Twersky, we have to be able to discern and understand what Hashem is sending us. What's the message that Hashem is sending us with all the different experiences and encounters? And says Rav Twersky, this is the connection between Vayeshev and Chanukah, and the theme of the nes in general of Chanukah, the need, as he calls it, for religious sensitivity, the need for sensitivity to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And he says this, we see this with Eliyahu Anavi as well. In Malchum Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, when he's davening for the fire to come down, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Hashem answer me, V'yedu Ha'am Hazek Yata Hashem Ha'elokim, and that the nation will all know that you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara in Brachos on Vav Amid Beis 6b tells us the following. What's the double lashon of aneni? Aneni Hashem aneni. He says aneni Hashem aneni. Aneni number one. Shetirid eish min haShemayim. Answer me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, by bringing a fire down from Shemayim. And aneni shelo yomru ma'isik shafim heim. Meaning, answer me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, by bringing down a fire. But answer me that they don't think it's kishuf, that they don't think it's any sort of witchcraft or anything like that. Meaning, Eliyahu Hanavi daven for a miracle, and that Bnei Yisrael should recognize it as such. Meaning when miracles happen, we have to be able to discern that something miraculous just took place. And I think that's really the yesod of Chanukah. In lana reshus lehishtamesh behem ela lirosam bovad, as we saw from Maral, as we saw from Rav Kluger and many others in the past couple of weeks in school, the whole notion of Chanukah is to recognize that this one miracle, the Nes Pach Shemen, is shedding light on every single thing that is happening in our lives. To have that sense of religious sensitivity, I guess this is actually very much in line with the Meshech Chachma that we started with. But notion to be able to discern, to see, to detect the Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And when we see that, I think there's just so much more chiyus that we have, because we know Hashem is guiding us, His hand's on our back, He's helping us, He's pushing us along, and he knows what we can accomplish. And we know that we can go so much further when we know He's supporting us and has our back.